Beyond Bad, written by Sandra Lee and read by Kate Hood. Catherine Knight didn't look like a killer. Tall and slimmish, with a tangle of dulling red hair that fell to just below her shoulders, and with blue eyes that stared out from no-nonsense, steel-framed glasses, she was a handsome woman who'd never been in danger of being called beautiful. She was the type of woman you'd find in almost every Australian family. A familiar character with pursed lips and ruddy cheeks, conspicuous by her awkward attempts to be fashionable, which always just missed the mark. She could pass muster as a waitress at the local RSL, or behind the bar at the bowling club, pulling beers and calling you love in a hardened and strangled Australian accent, as she sloshed a schooner your way. As she stood in the dock of the New South Wales Supreme Court in East Maitland on Thursday the 18th of October 2001, Catherine Knight, then 45, did not look like someone who could have confessed to murdering her de facto husband of 6 years. But on this third day of what was to have been her murder trial, she did just that. She pleaded guilty to murdering John Charles Thomas Price, thereby sparing a jury of 12 ordinary Australians the stomach-turning task of hearing the gruesome details of what she had done. The previous day, Justice Barry O'Keefe had taken up his position on the bench and, looking down on the swell of potential jurors before him, warned them of the horrific nature of the trial ahead. Wearing the red cloak of authority with his dusted wig atop his balding pate, the judge used words that needed no help to inflame the imagination. "The evidence will be graphic and grisly," he told the 120 men and women, selected at random from the electoral roll, soon after they'd filed into the court to do their civic duty. There was a shuffling of feet as they twisted in their seats, wondering nervously how grisly it could be. A few stole a look at Catherine Knight, a normal-looking mother of four and grandmother of three, to see if a monster was hiding in those matronly clothes.